DEI programs have their roots in the civil rights movement. President Kennedy created affirmative action with an executive order in 1961. Equal employment laws came in 1964, and the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission was created in 1965. Brandi Faulkner, Virginia Tech professor of Africaner Studies and Political Science, says DEI programs created opportunities for those who were often overlooked.
When we take away those kinds of structures that have created opportunities where opportunities didn't exist, we are sending the message that those who have benefited from those structures don't matter.
The White House has told federal employees they are now required to report any colleagues they believe are furthering DEI efforts in disguise, and that there would be adverse consequences if they failed to make those reports. Faulkner says we need to make sure we don't go back to where we were 40 or 50 years ago.
I think what we have to really consider right now is where we want to go and how do we get there? And if this particular obstacle has been thrown in our way, what do we do to navigate it in a meaningful way so that we don't go backwards?
Faulkner says only time will tell if higher education institutions and businesses will follow the president's example. Denise Allen Membreño, WFIR News.